The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
October the 25th, and we've got kind of a theme program today. We're talking about anniversaries. How about a 10th anniversary and a sweet 16th anniversary? Let's start with the youngster first, the 10th anniversary. We have Kristen Fritchie with us.
Hi,
welcome to Radio Friends, Kristen. Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. You're here to talk about the 10th anniversary of the Wyatt Guest House.
Correct.
10 years.
Yes.
And what are you doing to celebrate?
We actually are having a couple parties. So to celebrate the 10th anniversary with staff.
Why don't you explain to the listeners what the Wyatt Guest House is?
It's similar to the Ronald McDonald House for cancer patients. So it is a home away from home for patients to be able to go and get their treatment, but then they can come and stay with us for as long as they need to.
The family of patients can stay too?
They sure can. We try to limit it to at least older individuals. So
right.
Children, we ask that they don't stay because if, for instance, like I have a 3-year-old and he's running up and down the hallway making noise, someone may not be able to concentrate on getting better.
So. But a lot of times people who are going or coming here for cancer treatments are coming from a fair distance.
Correct. Yes.
And it's taxing enough.
It is.
Taking the chemo or the radiation, let alone having to immediately drive an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours.
Yes, definitely.
So how long do they normally stay?
Average person stays a couple days, but we have some people that are actually staying there 4 to 6 weeks because they're going through radiation treatment.
Is there a charge to the guest that's staying?
We do have what we consider to be a flat rate of $50 a night. However, that is based on a sliding scale, if you have insurance or if you don't. Some patients are getting to stay for as little as $10 a night.
Yeah.
Which is a huge benefit.
Oh, of course it is. And you're having this is 10 years.
It is 10 years.
Been serving the community.
Yes.
So what are you doing for the anniversary? Having parties?
Yes, we are having one party for faculty and staff and the volunteers who worked so hard to get this thing built.
And when is this going to be?
It was in September.
Oh, so already took place.
I apologize.
That party was a huge success.
It was.
Okay.
It was. Yes. And then we had one for donors as well as people who had rooms named after them for like endowments. And so the very first patient that ever stayed there came back, as well as the nephew of the Wyatts, who the facility is named after.
Yeah. How many rooms do you have?
There are 12 rooms, 2 beds in each room, and it's pretty much full every night. So it's used to maximum capacity.
Exactly. Now, if people want to help out, if they would like to make a donation to the Wyatt House, what do they do?
They could call us at our phone number, which is 884-1825.
Okay.
They could contact the website, the ellisfischel.org website.
Just go to ellisfischel.org.
Yes.
And then there's a link to the Wyatt House.
There is.
And if you want to make a donation to help out, or just if you want information.
Yes. Okay. If someone has cancer and they're needing a place to stay, but they live more than 90 miles away, we would love to have them stay there.
Okay. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for
coming.
Thank you. And the continued success.
Thank you.
Another 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
We hope so.
Okay.
Okay.
Pleasure meeting you today.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we turn to another anniversary. This one is the sweet 16th anniversary. And I've got Kara McMillan with us from the Columbia Senior Center. I find it hard to believe that senior center opened 16 years ago.
Yes.
I remember when it opened.
You were just a pup.
I was more than a pup, but I remember when it opened. So what are you doing to celebrate 16 years?
Well, we are having a luncheon, and Peter Kinder is going to be the keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we are inviting many of the people of the community of Columbia to come and have lunch and to listen to Peter Kinder speak.
Yeah. Now, the Senior Center is a wonderful asset to our community.
Yes, it is.
As I said, I remember when the Senior Center was conceived. Columbia Regional Hospital was instrumental in the Senior Center being. And then there was a wonderful lady that we had a close relationship with on our show, Mary Louise Edwards, and a lot of people will remember her, who was a marvelous advocate for seniors and the Senior Center. And that organization has done so much for people of our community that I think a lot of folks don't even realize. Do you have lunch every day, right?
Yes, they serve lunch 6 days a week, not
six
on Saturday.
Okay.
But we have it 11 to 1 Monday through Sunday through Friday.
And what age group do you have to be to come in and have lunch?
Anybody can come and have lunch there. There's no... card you when you come in.
They don't card you?
No.
Okay.
No. You can bring your children.
Okay. And you still have, I remember when I was on the board there, the big thing was playing pool. Do you still have that pool room?
Yes. Every Wednesday we have pool tournament.
Uh-huh.
We still have some really good pool players.
Yeah, you didn't mess with that pool table.
No,
or
no,
that
no.
Pool
they're very,
room.
Yes.
But everybody is invited to attend. When is the big celebration?
It is Thursday, October the 27th. 12 o'clock is when invited guests will be eating. Lunch starts at 11, so anybody can come at 11, and anyone can come and stay for the program that we're having afterwards. At 1:15, the program will begin, and like I said, Peter Kinder will be speaking.
Yeah. Now, how much is the lunch?
$6 during the week.
$6 for lunch, yeah.
Half of that, I think children's $3 for, I forget if it's under 12, I think.
But you don't card anybody.
But
so.
We don't card them. We it's honor system, you know. So,
okay.
But on Sunday it's $7.
Yeah.
But that includes salad and an entree and two sides and bread and soup and your drink and your dessert.
Wow! And a lot of socialization.
And a lot of socialization.
People get together and just sit and talk and have a good time.
Yes, they
All
do.
Right. Well, congratulations on 16 years. You were the social director there?
Program director
program
was my title when they hired
program
me.
Director.
Yes.
But now you're a volunteer.
Now I volunteer, yes.
Okay. And all right. Is there one thing that you want us to know that perhaps people of the community don't know about the Senior Center?
Yes, I think I want people to know that it's what it is. When I first started working there, the question that I got a lot of times from people was, how many people live there?
Okay, no, they don't live there.
It's not a residence.
No, you come in to socialize.
Yes, it's activity center, so lots of activities.
Thank you, Kara. All right, we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Fall into Arts and Central Missouri Scale Modelers, our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or to listen to it again, go to kbia.org, sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.